listening to remoteoffice.fm Weekly Co-working Show, episode number 20. I'm your host, Lim Hayati. Our guest today is Managing Director of ADO. ADO is a creative environment in Brooklyn, New York City, where design professionals can work, develop, and play. It's a home for design programming, designers' workspaces, a startup accelerator, a world-class restaurant, event venue, and design retail store. ADO is an initiative of MINI and part of company to explore innovation that improve urban life. Let's hear more from Nate Pinsley. Hello, Nate.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Okay, let's continue about your background first. And I mean, from where you actually already end up at ADO?
Sure. So I'm Nate Pinsley. I'm the managing director of ADO, and that's a creative space located here in Brooklyn, New York. My background actually combines working with smaller startup new organizations and working with big companies. So I started out in my career journey in consulting, working in innovation and social enterprise with big companies, helping them think about how they can grapple with the challenges that they'll face in the future and get a sense of what's going to happen in their industry. And then I started to move towards smaller organizations in a bunch of different industries and found that those are the organizations that typically are more successful at starting new ideas and new products and services to go after the insights. So it's been interesting for me to jump back and forth between big companies and small companies and see how they relate differently to ideas about the future and the practice of design and the creation of new solutions. Because there's definitely a cultural difference between big organizations and little organizations. And the lessons that I've learned along the way have really been incorporated into ADO, because in a lot of ways, we are a small new startup organization here in Brooklyn that's creating a space for freelancers and startups and independent organizations and individuals who are really pioneering the future. But we also want to be relevant on a global stage with big companies who are putting a lot of resources into understanding disruptions in their industries and what's going on in their fields. And the pairing between those two types of groups, the big companies and the freelancers and individual small companies, is where we think that there's a lot of potential to bring things to the world quickly and tackle some of the big challenges that we face in the world.
So you create ADO with your friends, or how is it correlated with the MINI and the BMW?
Sure. So the idea for ADO started with MINI. And it started as the idea of creating a space where we could ourselves talk about the future and innovations that would be needed to or interesting to improve life in cities. And the conversation started with, well, how do we as a company think about design and the practice of design of our products? And it evolved to not just be a traditional way of thinking about R&D or research or the search for new ideas, which is very often internal and insular. It happens behind closed doors or in ivory towers and in secret. We wanted to think very differently about that and open a public discussion, a space where lots of people outside of our company would join the conversation and sit together and be working on the design practice of our background. So if some product design, some architecture, some graphic design, innovation, science, all coming under one roof to have a mutual exchange about what's going to happen in the future, to think about the big questions that we're facing. And through that, we really wanted to have a glimpse of the future that's rare to find. in buried in research reports or in PowerPoint presentations. It's much more interesting to have real human beings in one place talking about issues that are that they're passionate about and coming up with solutions together. And that is the kind of atmosphere that we wanted to create at ADO. So it went from something that started with the germ of an idea of kind of just being a research project and ended up being this public ecosystem for design and big ideas about the future.
So actually the space is already run. I mean, it's there's a lot of people there, like members, day-to-day coming in, or it's still in as an event place, maybe?
Sure, yeah. So ADO opened in January of 2017, this year. So we've been in the world for about 8 months. And it has, it is always going to be an experiment. We don't know of any other place on the planet which combines the elements that we have at ADO, which is a co-working space, but also a lot more than just working space. We have a programming calendar that's full of events and lectures and parties. We have a restaurant. We have a fabrication studio. We have an outdoor cart yard. We have public installations. And all of these elements are kind of ingredients that we mix together like a recipe. And that recipe is constantly changing. So in the 9 months that we've been around, we continue to tweak and co-create this experience with the people who come here. So the community that has come together to ADO, which includes people who are members and work full-time from the space, but also the public, since we're open to the public, those two communities are really, we think of them as authors of what happens at ADO. So we're always taking feedback about what contributes to the vision of ADO and the experience and makes it positive for them. And then we do more of that and then trim off experimental stuff as we go. So it's really been exciting this year to see ADO grow from the initial inception.
Is it about the Design Academy program? Is it similar like, you know, entrepreneur in residence, or how is it work actually, the Design Academy?
Sure. So the Design Academy, which is our name for our programming, the lectures and events and the speakers that we invite to ADO from locally in New York, but also all over the world. The idea behind that is we want to make ADO much more than just a working space. So working space is something that evokes a very generic idea. You have a desk and a place to put your bag and a light above it. But we want ADO to be an environment that inspires you to do work that couldn't happen anywhere else. And how do you make that happen? We think you make that happen through the programming and through the other people who are in the space and the kind of conversations that you can be exposed to unexpectedly just by walking through the door. So the programming that we bring to the space is primarily aimed at inspiring people to break outside of their everyday work. And that can come in a lot of different formats. So it may be showcases of fellow workspace members, so people who are working alongside you in the space, showing their work, opening up for critiques, people who are in the local neighborhood community coming in and who also work in design, participating in those things. But we also have big 500-person conferences with speakers coming from around the world to talk about the work that they're doing in California or Europe or in China. And that's an important part of that formula as well, where it's not just about a workspace and you silently working in isolation. It's about an environment where you're constantly exposed to new ideas if you want to be.
Oh, it's not like I apply and I working to ADO for like about 3 months or 6 months. And it's not like that, like entrepreneur in residence, you know?
We have other programs within the space for entrepreneurs. One of our projects is called UrbanX, and that is a venture accelerator that brings in about 20 companies per year in two separate classes. And all of them are working on hardware and technology solutions to improve city life.
Like virtual reality, or what's that, NACE, maybe? No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Cool. For people that never go to ADO, could you describe a little bit more about experience a day working in ADO, like from the opening hours till lunch break and till evening?
In your typical day at ADO, as your work starts to wind down, you'll grab a meal at our restaurant at ADO or enjoy happy hour, and the building starts to shift into a more social atmosphere. We wanted to, with ADO, recognize that people who are working in design and those who are attracted to design aren't just drones who are working during the day on design, but we're fully rounded people as well. So there's a lot of opportunity for a more social atmosphere, for enjoying our bars in the courtyard. And then throughout the week, there are all kinds of events, panel conversations with different editors of design magazines, or people visiting from the design schools, professors, students, all talking about their work and kind of presenting to groups of 50 or 80 people what they've been working on. And then that carries into the night. So it's really around the clock home for thinking about design and playing with the ideas behind design in a way that's quite professional, but also lighthearted and open.
What's your strategy to get more member, so the public could register as a member?
Yeah, well, we're really lucky. The interest has been strong from the local community of designers here. So we have a wait list for people who want to join as members and get a permanent desk within the space. Where we really put our energy is not so much the quantity of members who want to join, but making sure that the experience that the members who are already here have is continuously improving. I think the fact that ADO is an experiment, it's a new kind of approach to working space. It's not just about providing the basics, the physical aspects of it, but is about providing the software as well, if you will, the kind of community and programming that makes it a unique space. That is where we're really putting our energy into always improving and going into our second year even stronger.
How about the funding?
Sure.
Bootstrapping, or you got investor?
So ADO supports itself through a number of different revenue streams, more so, many more than the typical working space. Because we're open to the public, we also are able to sell events to our tickets to our event, food and drink in the restaurant. We also have partnerships with companies, nonprofits who use the space to bring their communities as well. And of course, we have the backing of our founder, which is Minnie, which provides that foundation that allows us to experiment and try new things and not worry about the short-term revenue generation and profit, but more about how do we create a place that is very unique and serves the design community for the long term.
I know you might be already talk about the unique selling point, but what is it the most unique selling point you want to sell to for people who want to join ADO?
Sure. I can't stress enough that ADO is not just a workspace. We don't even use the C word, co-working. The unique part about the
Yeah, I
unique part
know.
about ADO
But the
is
future of
the
work, I think, very reliable. I mean, correlated with ADO. Yeah, isn't it?
So the unique part about ADO depends on the work that you do. So for people who are working in design, we've created a place that is 100% tailored to the inputs that you need as a designer, whether that's the amenities like fabrication equipment or support from your peers who are also working in design, but also the bigger inputs like stimulating and provocative conversation or a view on interesting work that's happening not just locally but around the world. And we really aim to create a place with ADO where work that happens here couldn't have happened anywhere else, that ADO becomes a collaborator and a catalyst for designers who are doing amazing things.
What do you see from ADO in 5 years or 10 years?
So the ADO is more than just a physical space. We really put an emphasis on what we create and the experience we create here at ADO locally. But we also have a website that we're investing a lot of energy in so that people who may never be able to visit ADO here in Brooklyn can take part in this atmosphere of creative engagement and stimulating ideas and provocative questions. So we have something called The Journal,
Yeah,
which
I
is
know.
a steady stream of articles by people who are visiting the space and speaking at our events, showcases of the work that's happening here, all kinds of coverage of what's happening within the ADO community and our friends and partners around the world. And that's something that we're devoted to growing and making available to the design community around the world.
It was fantastic co-working story from Nate. You can follow him on Twitter at a_d_o_nyc. Likewise, you can also follow us at Remote Office Co. Stay tuned for the next episode with Nomad Train.